Well, he was a limited practice participant, so he's getting better.
Mike, what happened to Van Roten?
He had a foot sprain. It occurred Monday's practice. He'll be out multiple weeks.
Do you think that with Matthews at least being able to do something today, does that bode well for this not being a five-week thing that it was last year?
Yes, I mean, I think Clay is getting better. You know, he's made a lot of progress since coming off the field in Cincinnati. But I'm hopeful that he'll be able to do more tomorrow. So that's the plan.
Mike Starks, can you see that being a long-term injury for him, or at least a couple of weeks? And how do you feel with the three guys
James
you have
Starks
now?
Injury, I would put him in a category of a couple of weeks.
How do you feel about the three guys then that you have?
Oh, they're getting ready. I mean, you know, Eddie Lacy's back. He's had two good days of work. Jonathan Franklin looks good. You know, I was a little concerned about him coming out of the Cincinnati game. So John Kuhn was back today, so we're getting better.
Mike, were you hoping that Casey Hayward after the bye might be able to come back, or did you kind of have a feeling that it was still going to be a while with him?
Well, you know, everybody's different. Hamstrings are different on every player, every individual. As far as the rate of recovery, this is just the course that we're going. I mean, I don't have an answer for you. He's not going to be ready this week, and I'm sure you don't go out and test players every day. So we'll probably know more next Monday or next Tuesday how close we are.
Mike, how did JerMichael look?
JerMichael looks good. He's obviously the bye week has helped him. So he looked like JerMichael. He's in a good place. Practices very hard. So it's great to have him back.
Like, how different does this Lions team look to you than the one you've had so much success against the last 7 years?
Well, I mean, really, you have to look at their first four games. I mean, every year is different. It's a very talented football team, and they do a really good job schematically. They're well coordinated, so they're playing well. You know, they had a good division victory there at home against Chicago. I had a chance to watch it live and also on the coaches' film. So I think they're playing very well. They're playing with confidence in these games. These division games are always tough, and no different with these guys. This will be a tough, hard-fought football game.
Do you have a little more balance, Mike, between their pass and run than years past, or is it just more of a dynamic?
Well, I definitely think on off their offense with Reggie Bush, he's made an impact definitely when he's played. I think it's stating the obvious. He was very impressive both out of the backfield on the quick screens, in the clean runs that they're giving him, because obviously the threats they have in the passing game. So Matthew Stafford's doing a very good job getting the ball out of his hand. They're playing quick. I think he only has three sacks this year. So this will be a challenge for our defense.
What's kind of impressed you the most about the Lions' defensive line, particularly the two tackles, Fairley and Sue?
Well, Fairley and Sue are dynamic players. That says a lot when you say that from an interior D-line standpoint. So, they're the starting point of their defense, in my opinion, based on how they play and, the history of their coordinator, Gunther Cunningham. It starts up front with them, and they do a very good job scheming off of that.
After the season Crosby went through last year, is it nice to see him finding success?
I'm sorry?
After the season Crosby went through last year with the misses and all the talk about him, is it nice to see him finding success?
Yeah, I'm happy with the progress Mason Crosby's had in the training camp. That he's had, he's been, the competition he went through, and, he's kicking the ball very well right now.
Have you seen any change in anything?
He's kicking the ball really good right now. Last year is last year.
On tape, how much improvement do you think the Detroit Lions offensive line has made, or is it more Stafford getting rid of the ball quickly?
Oh, they're playing better than last year. I don't even know why we're focusing on last year. I mean, this is about this year. So they're a good football team. They're playing well. They're playing well up front. They're doing a very good job with the run and pass mix. And anytime you have that, that definitely helps your offensive line. We've been impressed with what we've seen on film.
Mike, a couple times already this year, you've lost key offensive guys early in games on the first series, with Lacy and then JerMichael.
Correct.
What happens to your play sheet? How do you adjust to that going forward the rest of the year?
I mean, anytime you lose player to injury during the course of the game, those answers are really are part of your game planning. Those situations that come up are really are part of your preparation and the ability to get in and out of different personnel groups from an offensive standpoint, how you want to attack the defense. So going into the game with two running backs, you're obviously you have a plan if something happens to them. You know, losing Jermichael Early really shows up as far as the adjustments that are made, even more so in the situational offense, more so than the normal down and distance. So those are all the kind of things that you spend a week as a coaching staff. I mean, the players are preparing to get, you know, get themselves ready to do the things that they're asked to do. But that's really my responsibility and the offensive staff's responsibility to make sure we're prepared to go in different directions.
So, Mike, you don't talk about last year. What do you talk about with your guys about this streak that this team has against the Lions?
I don't even acknowledge this streak. I understand how long it's been, but it ain't going to help us Sunday. So we have a preparation thought process that goes into getting ready for division games. This is a division game for us. The importance of the division games in the success of your football team, I think it's very apparent. And if you do the statistical analysis, I think it'll support what I'm talking about right now. So, and that's really all views. Last year's last year. Last two decades is the last two decades. I get it. It's good to write about it. It won't show up in our PowerPoints. It won't show up in our team meetings.
I know you talk about media topics with your guys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that
didn't make the media topic either. Okay. Hate to disappoint you.
Yeah. So in 1991, had you hung up your toll booth collector's hat by then?
Say it again?
By 1991, the last time they won here.
Okay.
Had you hung up your toll booth collector's hat?
It was a summer job. Okay, I worked there for 4 weeks.
It's a story.
So you didn't get a hat
all the time?
I can't remember what year it was. What was it? I think it was 89, actually.
Thank
yeah.
you. Where's your
summer of 89. Sounds like a song. Yeah.
Where are you with the punt and kickoff returns at this stage of the week?
Punt and kickoff returners?
Yeah.
We'll take the week to work the returners. We got a couple guys we're working. I'll answer that at the end of the week. I'm not comfortable yet.
With the way your run game is produced, do you see defenses adjusting at all to that? Maybe help keep playing a bit more honest?
I mean, we played three games. You know, the way teams are playing us, I mean, you go back through our first two games, I don't see any big drastic change from the defense as far as how they played in prior weeks or how we felt that they're going to play us. Now, Detroit has played us differently in the past compared to the way they played the first 4 weeks of the season. So, you know, that's why you play the games.
Mike, does Neil play better at outside linebacker than you could have maybe expected, just given the adjustment that he was making?
Well, I mean, I think what we're doing with Mike Neal is we're doing the right thing for him, and it's really helped us defensively. I refer to it as an elephant position. It's not the traditional elephant position, but the ability to move as an interior lineman, defensive end, and outside linebacker. So he really has, he's playing three different positions, and I think it's utilizing Mike's skills, and I'm very happy with the way he's performed. But, you know, you could really see it from the first day. I mean, he was excited about the opportunity. Kevin Green was excited about it when he first got to work with him. And, Mike Turkovac always believed in Mike. You know, Mike just went through an injury spell there. So I think we're just really highlighting his ability in this new position.
I know you're hoping that you'll have Clay, obviously. Do you have – are there guys on the inside that could go in – after Andy and Mike and Nick, if disaster were to strike an outside linebacker,
I can tell you what, I spent too much time today with Dr. McKenzie, and I got to come here and listen to this stuff about, I'm worn out. Why are we even talking about that? We're going to stay healthy. No one's – everybody's going to play the whole game. We're going to line up with 46 and walk off with 46. How's that for you?
I will write that down.
Thank you.
I'm feeling healthy, Mike.
Yeah, I feel great. Yeah. Well, where else would I want to be on a Wednesday afternoon?
Mike, is Mike Neal pushing Nick Perry? And if so, is that you see Nick responding to that?
I get your question. Really, Nick Perry, Mike Neal. I mean, it's we don't play with 11. I mean, really, those days are over. It's about situational defense. It's about defensive packages. I mean, that changes every week. Workload, matchups, who they playing against. I mean, all those are the things that we talk about. Really, our preparation starts the week before. We do a lot of pre preparation on what Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Those are the things that we look at. So it's not about this guy's competing with that guy. Now, they compete to be part of a defensive personnel grouping, you know, opportunities in certain schemes that, you know, that's really where the competition comes down to.
Mike, you've had success, a little bit of success with Lacey, you've had success with Stark, you've had success with Franklin. Does that speak more to where your run game is as a whole, or does it speak to the guys, more so to the guys you got back that are running the ball? I mean, is it, when you look at it, you say to yourself, you know, you could plug anybody in there.
Well, you know, I remember 1993, since we're reminiscing today, I was in an offensive meeting, and Jimmy Ray, a coach I have great respect for, and we were going back and forth about the running backs, and Marcus Allen was part of the conversation, and you know, about this scheme and that scheme and who we're playing against, and he got up on the board and wrote down, you know, the production of the run game is directly related to the runner. And I thought, wow, that's a strong statement. And that has a lot to do with it. Now, the run blocking part of it's very important. Keeping your guys in clean plays, matching the run to the action passing game, those things are all very important. They're probably even more important today because of the type, you know, the way the game's gone. I mean, it's a more open, athletic game, in my opinion. I mean, you still have to play hard ball downhill runs, whether you're in three wide receivers on the field or three tight ends. So that part hasn't changed. But when runners have a chance to get in the rhythm, I look at running back really in the same way as you look at the quarterback. They have to be their decision makers. They got to run through the right hole and do to set the blocks. And you know, good runners make the run blocking unit better. And that's a fact. And I think our running back position is off to a good start, and we've been more productive in the run game because of it.
Mike, how good has Sam Shields been in the first three games?
I think Sam's playing very well. I mean, I've been very impressed. He's making plays. You know, he's been consistent, tackling very well. So Sam's made a big step in his game.